We are not doctors, nor do we intend to make any medical claims. The opinions expressed are purely observational and anecdotal based on personal experiences.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Entourage Effect podcast with Joe, your go-to podcast for everything related to CBD, its benefits, myths, and how to use it effectively. I'm your host, Stu, and today we're going to dive into a crucial topic, CBD dosage. We'll also be talking about a cutting-edge CBD product that Joe is currently selling called Living CBD Gummies. And how much CBD should you take? Will you feel anything? Can you overdose on CBD? You know, these are some of the biggest questions we'll be answering today. So with me is Joe Brennan, an expert in CBD and a natural health solutions expert. What's up, Joe? Thanks for being here.
Yep.
Joe's a well-known published author of books on hemp, CBD, and cannabis products of all kinds. In fact, the show Shark Tank, the one we all know on television, endorsed Joe's story and mission to provide relief to thousands. And Joe has also been on the enormously popular TV show Good Morning America. So that's pretty big. Joe is a human encyclopedia when it comes to CBD, wide variety of other cannabis products. Graduated from the Cleveland School for Cannabis and an author of a best-selling book called Courage in Cannabis. For those attending this podcast for the first time, or if you're a repeat viewer, be sure to subscribe today to stay on top for more useful broadcasts on this deep and somewhat overlooked topic. So, first question is, how much CBD should somebody take?
Well, that's a good question. It's a question a lot of people ask. And the easy answer is start low and slow. Definitely, when customers come into the store, Columbus Botanical Depot, we always say, have you been in before? If they say yes, we know that they've tried this stuff and we can kind of meet them at that place. But a lot of times people say, no, I've never been in. Okay. Have you ever tried CBD? No. Oh, okay. Well, what is your goal with it? Is it anxiety? Is it depression? Is it pain? Is it sleep? It's anxiety. Okay. Well, we know that anxiety is treated at lower doses than, say, pain or sleep or other conditions. So we're going to recommend a sublingual that goes under the tongue, which is an oil tincture, because that's going to go right under the tongue, go right up the left ventricle, slip through the blood-brain barrier, activate the CB1 or cannabis-1 receptor in the brain, causing a neurological balance. So low doses have been proven to be more effective for CBD and panic attacks than, say, higher doses. So when taken sublingually. So we would definitely say start low and slow, not because there's any scared reason to take more CBD, but if you can hit your sweet spot at a lower dose, you're gonna save money, you're not gonna have to take as much, and it's gonna be more effective. If you can hit your sweet spot for anxiety with 10 milligrams, you're gonna have a longer lasting return. Versus if you try to take 20 milligrams, say I have a whole bunch of anxiety, so I need a whole bunch of CBD, doesn't really work that way. You should take less, because if you take more, you may get some anxiety relief, but you're going to have what they call diminishing returns, and it's going to kind of taper off in a much more roller coaster way than if you would have hit the sweet spot.
Okay. And is it safe to say that small doses would be like 5 to 10 milligrams?
Yeah, especially for anxiety and things like that, if you're taking sublingually. Of course, if you're going to go with a gummy or something, which is a little more popular than tinctures, I think, nowadays, you a lot of times need a little bit more due to the metabolism and due to going through digestion. So a lot of gummies are going to be 10, 25, and so on.
And if somebody were to go up to like 10 or 25, it'd be more for stress and just to relax?
Yeah, I mean, CBD does a variety of different things. So a dose is, you should always start with like a regular dose, which is going to be a lot of times what's recommended on the packaging. A lot of times it's going to be around 10 milligrams or so. Start with that, see how you feel, wait an hour or two, see how you feel, and then try it again at that dose.
So that's still a mild dose? I mean, stronger doses? I mean, what's the most you've had to give someone to relieve their pain?
It can go up to 200 milligrams.
Okay.
And a lot of studies nowadays are showing that 200 milligrams a day is about what a lot of people need for a lot of conditions. Now, if you're talking just anxiety and general wellness, and you're just taking a supplement every day along with all your other supplements, 25 milligrams is fine. 50 milligrams is great, especially when taken through digestion, because you're going to lose a lot to digestion. So 50, you may take a 50 milligram soft gel, but by the time it hits the bloodstream, it's not going to be 50 milligrams of CBD anymore. It's going to be much degraded. And so you need higher doses when you go through digestion, but when you do sublingual, you really don't need as much in most cases.
So people are asking, am I going to feel anything when I take it? Will I feel something?
Yeah, well, I like to say CBD makes you feel what you don't feel. So
you're more calm.
Well, yeah, you might be standing there and say, hey, I don't feel my pain anymore, or I don't feel my anxiety. Interesting. I didn't really realize I didn't notice it.
What about like focus and mood?
So it can, yeah. CBD can act on our endocannabinoid system, which is going to regulate balance or homeostasis. So whatever the situation is, it's going to help adapt to it. So the endocannabinoid system is kind of our big adaptogenic system that helps us adapt to stressors, either inward or outward, and it's going to help regulate, so whatever it needs for. So the CBD you take in the morning to wake up, you take the same CBD to go to sleep at night.
Okay.
So it's not that CBD makes you awake or makes you tired. It's going to make you be what you're supposed to be. When the sun's up, you're not producing melatonin. So you take the CBD and your brain's already knowing what to do. It's just going to help oil it and grease it up and assist it to help it do what it's supposed to do better with less effort on its own accord. At night, you take the same CBD, sun's down, your brain's producing melatonin. It's just going to help you drift off a little bit more because it calms the central nervous system. It calms the body, calms the mind. And so that's going to help you fall asleep a lot more naturally, say you didn't have the CBD.
And does it work instantly or does it take time?
Well, both. CBD can work. I've seen it work for people while it's under their tongue. If you do a true sublingual hold under the tongue for 30 to 60 seconds, if you hold that for 60 seconds because you really want to get it into the bloodstream, then you're going to feel the shoulder dropping calming effect within probably 5 to up to 30 minutes. It's usually a lot faster than 30 minutes though. But what you feel from CBD is a shoulder dropper calming effect. You just kind of go, oh, and then you just go, huh, where's my
I'm pain? Calm now.
Yeah, like what what was my problems again? I don't remember. It's like hitting the reset button on your day is really what another way to describe it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's non-psychoactive, so you don't feel a buzz. You don't feel high. You don't feel anything like that.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel normal. It makes you feel like you.
Like you were supposed to feel.
Like it makes you feel like baseline normalcy.
Yeah.
It makes you go, oh my gosh, this is how I used to feel. Like, when did I stop feeling this way?
You know what's weird about what you're saying is over the past 20 years, I've kind of felt everything in society kind of getting torqued up.
Yeah.
For 20, like ever since Facebook and YouTube came out, like it's just been this sort of twisting, torquing kind of everyone's more and more stressed out kind of thing. Yeah. And this just seems to be a great panacea that you can stop in and just grab and try. From what we've seen in the test results and stuff, it's been scientifically studied.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not this stuff we're just throwing out. And
it's not placebo.
This is like serious science we're talking about here. Yeah.
We are hardwired to receive these compounds from cannabis. You know, cannabis produces cannabinoids. We have cannabinoid receptors that comprise of the endocannabinoid system. Now, what's so interesting, endo is short for endogenous. Endogenous means self-producing or from within.
Okay.
So we make our own cannabis-like compounds naturally. If we have the receptors, that means we must make something to fulfill them naturally, right? We just don't have receptors in there.
Yeah.
So when we exercise, there's a few ways we make cannabis. When we exercise, thought runner's high was endorphins. It's not. It's anandamide. So our body makes two forms of cannabinoids.
Is that a terpene?
No, it's a cannabinoid. So anandamide is the word or term that they use to describe our body's endogenous THC. So our body makes THC, and it activates the CB1 receptor in the brain and activates the CB2 receptor in the body. Our body makes THC when we exercise. That's what runner's high is. Our body makes, and so they've called it anandamide. Anandamide is a Sanskrit word for bliss. It's the bliss molecule. The bliss molecule is our own cannabis production that we make when we exercise, when we sing, pray, and meditate. That's what that meditative state is your body dumping anandamide into your bloodstream from your fat cells, which travel around through the bloodstream, slip through the blood-brain barrier, and activate the CB1 receptor in the brain, causing calm, balance, and just the state of bliss. That's why they call it anandamide.
Just get synchronized.
It's wonderful. And the body also makes what they call 2-AG or 2-arachidonyl glycerol. And that activates our CB2 receptors in our body. And so when a woman's pregnant, that's another way that that the body makes endogenous cannabinoids is when a woman's pregnant, she's producing tons of it. And she actually gets the baby just a little bit high when she breastfeeds. Mm-hmm. That actually triggers the hunger effect, which then triggers the suckling effect mm-hmm. in the baby. So the cannabinoid expression in the brain is what triggers all of that. And so the baby's ingesting mother-produced, it's actually exogenous compounds at that point. It's from the outside. The baby didn't make those compounds naturally from mm-hmm. within. The mother produced those compounds, the anandamide and the 2-AG.
So the runner's high is the same thing that calms a baby down.
Yeah. Well, it'll give the baby the munchies. And that's what triggers the suckling effect. How'd the baby know to suckle?
I get it. Yeah.
It's a hardwired thing in the neurology.
So how long was this hidden from the general public, this information?
Well, they discovered the endocannabinoid system.
64?
So they discovered THC way back when, yeah, in those days. Ralph Mashulam over in Israel. And, he isolated the CBD compound too. And they discovered all this. I believe the endocannabinoid system was kind of really put on the books in the 80s. So it's not a super old discovery. But they went back to the beginning of time and they actually discovered the endocannabinoid system by dissecting an ancient sea squirt or a crinoid. So in the beginning when the world was covered in water and there were the trichopods, the brachiopods, all those sea creatures, they took one and cut it open, dissected it, and found anandamide in its tissue. That then led to the discovery of the endocannabinoid system. We have receptors for these THC-like compounds in all mammalian species. So any animal with a backbone has an endocannabinoid system as well.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
It's mind-blowing.
I heard there's animals in the wild that munch on leaves to have hemp in them and... Like, animals like that stuff too? Is that true?
They do. Back in the day, we used to feed feral hemp to our cows and our livestock. And
really?
So the cows, instead of eating, grass or hay or whatever they feed them nowadays, they would eat hemp. And the cows would get all the cannabinoids in them, and then the milk would have CBD in it. And so that's how, back in those days, people were getting their endocannabinoid system nourished by the natural cannabinoids from the
cow. That's where the warm glass of milk before bed came from.
Ooh, that might make sense. That might make a lot of sense, because when you warm it up, you could potentially be decarboxylating those compounds. So THCA starts off as THCA, and then when you heat it up, it converts to THC, making it psychoactive.
That's it. So did you guys hear that, people listening?
Warm up some milk from the farm, but only if they've ate the hemp. You got to get the hemp. The cow's eating the hemp.
They say CBD is natural, but can you take too much?
Physically, no, you can't overdose on cannabinoids and die because you don't have cannabinoid receptors in the hindbrain and the autonomic nervous system. So you'll just go to sleep, but you'll still breathe. Your heart will still beat.
Mm-hmm.
But
you probably might get a little sick to your stomach.
Maybe some nausea. If you take a high dose THC product and you just took way too much.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, takes CBD to counter that. It'll bring you back to balance. But the idea with these types of dietary supplements is to take what you need for what you're trying to achieve. So if you're trying to just deal with general wellness, 25 to 50 milligrams a day is fine. If you're trying to treat something, 100 to 200 milligrams a day is fine. Can you break it up in a tincture and a gummy? Sure. Can you do a tincture to hit the neck up and take a gummy or a soft gel to hit the neck down? 100%. That's how you do that. You do want to combine these products because you want to activate both receptors at the same time. That way you have true centralized communication. Mm-hmm. Our endocannabinoid system is kind of like the Wi-Fi of our body. So we want to turn on all the receptors that we can, mm-hmm. which is going to allow all the neurotransmitting signals to bridge across the synaptic gap. There's a cannabinoid receptor on both sides of the neurotransmitter. And when a signal is sent down, it's supposed to bridge across the synaptic gap and go on down the chain. Well, there's a cannabinoid receptor just so happens to be on both sides of right in the center of the neurotransmitters on both sides.
So if it's a middle, it must be pretty important.
Well, you know, it's kind of like electrical impulses. We're electric, so our impulses are electric. So if you look at electricity, you'll see those two coils at the end and then the electric right in between. Yeah. That's kind of like how the cannabinoid receptors are. When they're not activated, the central nervous system's sending signals through those neurotransmitters trying to me call you, you answer the phone, but you're never answering the phone. So the central nervous system has to send the signal a million more times to try to get it to go through, and it doesn't. And so that's a perception of pain for some people. Well, when you activate the cannabinoids by putting them in the bloodstream, they float down the bloodstream, they bind to these receptors. It's like turning the circuit breaker on the cells. Now the signal can bridge across the synaptic gap and go on down the chain. Now the central nervous system doesn't have to send it a million more times. It's already done. You answered the phone. Now we have communication. Now we can achieve homeostasis, which is balance. But we got to take the CBD. Where do we need the balance? In the brain? Okay, take tinctures that go to the brain sublingually. If you need it to go to the body because you have backaches and stuff like that, take a soft gel because you know it's going to go all the way to the digestive tract and have an immunological response.
So if you feel like you took too much, don't freak out, don't worry, just drink some water, rest, and lower your dose next time.
Yeah, that's all. It's a test and trial.
Okay. People hear too much and might consider, you just told me, you know, you can't die from it. CBD does not cause any fatal overdoses. The World Health Organization states that CBD is a non-toxic, well-tolerated. This question kind of feeds into the one before. But so there's no emergency room visits, nothing like that. No. If someone accidentally takes a big dose, you might have some drowsiness, like Joe said, some upset stomach. But don't freak out. I know sometimes, you know, I've taken stuff before and it was like, uh-oh, I didn't look at the...
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure everybody out there feels comfortable with it. You can't really get in trouble with this stuff. Is CBD, can it be habit forming? Can it be like addicting kind of thing?
No, it has no habit forming qualities. It's not something that you take to feel a certain type of way mentally. It's not like you take it and it makes you go like some type of stimulant. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, you don't take it at night to replace some type of alcohol, maybe. You know, there's no buzz to CBD. It's more of just a dietary supplement. It's more of a body regulation. You really can't overdo it. The more you take, the more benefits you really notice. So it's really just a thing of starting somewhere and then building up until you really start to notice prolific changes. Because some people's low dose, some people's medium dose, some people's high dose. Some people are extremely high dose, and there are products out there for that. We have 10,000 milligram tinctures in our store.
It looks like there were some studies done. It reduces cravings for nicotine and opioids.
Oh yeah. We have a lot of customers that come in and shop. We just had one today that said she wanted to quit smoking cigarettes, and she was buying some of our CBD cigarettes that actually come in 10 packs and have the filter on them. So they're very similar to a cigarette. And so, you know, a lot of times quitting smoking is a anxiety induced habit.
Yep.
Well, CBD.
And you're going to get fat, probably.
there are some health benefits to nicotine when taken appropriately, but when smoking cigarettes is definitely the horriblest thing you could do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
agreed.
So many chemicals and all that kind of stuff. And
managing stress and anxiety naturally, it does that.
Well, it does that. And then the CBD vapes or the cigarettes supply the hand to mouth thing and the throat hit that people are looking for.
The hit in the chest
cigarettes.
When they take a hit.
Right, right. Yeah. And the hand to mouth thing, it's not always the nicotine that's the addiction. It's the physical act of the hand to mouth part.
Yeah.
And so when people come in and they're trying to, I say, try a CBD. When you feel like smoking a cigarette, hit your CBD vape, hit a CBD cigarette. All of a sudden you'll notice A, I have no anxiety. B, the CBD blocks the nicotine craving by a tremendous percent. It's upwards in the 70s of percents, I think.
Oh, wow.
That's a big one.
That's huge.
And then you've got the hand-to-mouth thing covered. And so, you know, your anxiety, the actual...
So it's a type of reprogramming.
It reprograms you. And before you know it, you'll realize that, man, I'm breathing better. My throat feels better. I don't have anxiety hardly ever now.
And I'm not walking around telling myself, this is probably going to kill me one day.
No, at all. It's an anti-that. It's an anti-aging compound.
Yeah.
And so there's really...
So not only is it helping you clean up your act as far as smoking goes, but it's also giving you benefits of not aging as quickly.
Yeah, 100%. It's an anti-aging compound.
And I heard nicotine and smoking can give you leathery skin and sort of age you pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So anybody out there who's listening wants to keep their youth... If you're smoking, give us a visit for sure. So people can take CBD daily without worrying about, like, say, if somebody stops, is there withdrawal?
No, not at all. There's no withdrawal.
Okay.
A lot of times these compounds, CBD, THC, we all know THC stays in your system for 30 days.
Because I know there's a lot of people on a bunch of different pills, and I'm not going to mention any name.
Yeah.
But the day after, they don't take their medication.
Oh, yeah.
They flip out.
Yeah. Well, and that's because there is a dependency with a lot of pharmaceutical synthetics. And so that's the issue. This is a natural thing that slowly will put the body back into homeostasis or balance.
Do you think there would be less of a need for you to go to the doctor and get a prescription taking CBD?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our customers say that they try, you know, some try it first that are in the know. They know that they kind of would rather use a plant compound before they go to the pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
So those people will come in and try CBD first, and a lot of times find that they don't really need to go any further. Then you've got the other side of the coin is the people that come in that say, hey, I've been on every pharmaceutical since I was X years old. I want to try something else. And then they come back and say, I'm off of other stuff now. This has worked for me. I'm off this, I'm off that. And it's life-changing. I mean...
They probably feel young again.
Well...
Because just the act of taking a mouthful of prescription pills in the morning just makes you feel like you're past your prime.
Right. It does.
And it reminds you, first thing in the morning, you're old.
That's a good mental observation.
And it's
there
depressing.
To take all those things.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're taking CBD, it's more of a vitality thing. When you take it, you have this understanding that this is helping my body. This is helping me live longer. This is turning on fat burning. This is reducing free radical production. You know, all of those things.
It's almost like you're putting yourself in a position where you're healthy. You don't need a Band-Aid because you kind of got to the root
of the problem. Point. Yeah, a lot of cannabinoid products and cannabis as a treatment option will potentially address not just the symptom, but also the root of the cause. You know, it's more of a systemic approach to take these products because it's going to correct the root of the problem. It's not just going to treat the symptom so that you have to take it over and over for the rest of your life.
Which, that's some good info, man. All your answers are probably giving some people some great information. We really appreciate that. That's some good stuff. That brings us to today's featured product, Living CBD Gummies. So why do you think people should take them, or what are some of the benefits of taking this?
So Living CBD is an awesome brand out in California that I've been selling, representing at my store now for going on a decade. And they just make amazing products. They're broad spectrum, so there's no THC at all. But what makes them very amazing is that they use nanotechnology, which means that they reduce the particle size of the cannabinoid to a very small size to where it fits into the receptor more easy. It's more bioavailable. So their gummies are 10 milligrams each. And as we were talking, that's great for anxiety. It's great for stress. But it can be used for a lot more than just that because you're actually absorbing all of that 10 milligrams. You may take a 25 milligram gummy from another brand that's not nano-sized particles and not feel anywhere close to what a 10 milligram nanoparticle size gummy will make you feel like, because it's just so much more bioavailable to the body. And so
it's kind of easy to use too.
Well, they're little gummies. And the thing is they don't taste like cannabis either. They have no flavor at all. These gummies became really popular when I first opened my store back in 2016. We were getting a lot of parents coming in for their kids with autism, and we still do. But in the beginning, we noticed that we started recommending these gummies because they're THC free. And a lot of parents for their young children don't want any THC in their product at all. Mm-hmm. And so they started with just the CBD. And those 10, and the other thing too was since they're nano enhanced, they're more bioavailable. Well, children with autism a lot of times have digestive issues. They're not absorbing nutrients, mm-hmm. they're not absorbing things. And so this gummy is almost pre-absorbed. It's pre-digested already. As soon as it hits the stomach,
your stomach knows what to do with it.
Exactly, yeah. And it just absorbs it and it gets in there and it can activate those receptors. So these gummies became very, very popular there for children. Also with autism, flavor is a big thing. They're flavor sensitive. And so these gummies do not taste like cannabis at all. They just taste like a candy, like a gummy bear.
And again, just a reminder for everyone listening, each gummy is carefully dosed and made only with high-quality lab-tested CBD, ensuring purity and effectiveness. Some closing thoughts here. You know, we covered a lot today, dosage, effect, safety, habit-forming concerns. Do you have any final advice for anybody who's listening?
I just say, you know, start off with a high-quality product that has a good lab test result that actually goes somewhere. And what I mean by that is that goes to the lab. There's a lot of brands and products you can look at in grocery stores, even, and as well as gas stations. You scan the lab and it take you to a no page found or page 404, you know?
Yeah, frustrating.
Well, it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's easy to just put a lab test QR code on your label, but it costs money to do lab tests and it costs money to host them.
So it seems to me like if the company's not willing to put up the bucks for lab testing,
you got that right.
And you get redirected to a 404, that's probably not a product you should be buying.
Using. Absolutely not. No way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Whether it's medicinal or recreational, you know, there's either one is no.
Yeah. So just for our listeners, if you do scan a QR code on any product and it takes you to a 404 page where nothing's there and it looks like somebody just hit and skipped, put that product down immediately.
Yeah.
All right. You know, all this has been great advice. And Joe, once again, thank you for sharing your thoughts on this topic. It's great having you talk on this stuff. Real quick, how can our listeners grab a deal on the Living CBD gummies?
Yeah, so go on our website, cbdhemphealth.com. You can also look up our store name, which is Columbus Botanical Depot.
And also, wherever you're listening to this, right next to the audio player that's playing right now, there should be a banner or a link near the video, and you can just click that, and it should take you to the page directly from the interview, so that way you don't have to fish around for the tab or whatever. But just one more thing, folks. You know, Joe, if somebody wanted to consult you directly over the phone on which products would be perfect, let's say somebody's in a lot of pain. Let's say somebody has Crohn's, or you know, they got something that's really bothering them, and they want something that's going to hit the bullseye. Because correct me if I'm wrong, but there's so many CBD products, you could buy something, but you could buy the wrong type of CBD for what you're experiencing and what you need. You might even need a combination of two different types to sort of double team your illness.
Right.
So it's a real good idea to get on the phone with Joe. Super knowledgeable. So how would you like people to go about doing that, setting up a phone call with you?
Yeah, so if you send us an email, we've got a Columbus Botanical Depot at Gmail.
Okay, so that's Columbus Botanical Depot at gmail.com.
Yep.
And is there something they should put in the subject line to catch your attention?
Just put recommendation.
Recommendation?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
And, you know, you can leave your name, your phone number there, and I can give you a call personally, and basically just walk them through, listen to what their needs are, what their goals are, their journey with CBD, if there is one. And that's kind of what we're known for, is just making those recommendations, because we have over 1,000 products in the store, and each one of them fits a niche if you will. And so it can be overwhelming when you come to the store and you see everything. And if you didn't have a guide, it would be overwhelming. And so that's what we do, is we help people. We guide them through the process of figuring out what products is going to most likely hit the nail on the head right off the bat. That way they don't have to try 10 different products and waste a bunch of money.
Well, also, you've got that form before they submit that asks them certain questions. So when you do get on the phone with them, you'll have some information in front of you, and you'll already kind of know what's going on.
Right, and we can get right to it. Yep, we do that for $50 for up to an hour worth of consultation. And you can also call the retail store at 614-407-4420. And you can set up something that way. You can talk to our staff members. We're open from 10:30 to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. So you can call into the retail store at any time and talk to anybody, actually. But if you want to set up a consultation with me, definitely we can do that, and I would love to help.
That's awesome. And to our listeners, again, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment or question, and check out the Living CBD Gummy for super high quality and effective lab-tested CBD products. Just click on the banner near the audio player or link that's near, and start feeling better right now. So thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll see you next time on the Entourage Effect with Joe podcast. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Signing off.
We are not doctors, nor do we intend to make any medical claims. The opinions expressed are purely observational and anecdotal, based on personal experiences.